Hello and welcome back to Mileage Pod. This is your captain, Katilem, speaking. And today is Wednesday, the 24th of January, 2024. The time is 6:43, which means that as soon as I'm done recording this pod, I'm releasing it immediately. Today, we will be flying through mile 42, where we would be talking about mileage conversation cards and the impact it's going to have on the world. Without further ado, this is going to be a 10-minute flight, so strap up, fasten your seatbelt, and cabin crew, prepare for takeoff. Let's go. So, first of all, welcome back to Mileage. I'm just coming back from the gym, and I decided to record a quick 10-minute episode for you just before I go to play football, which is a miracle because a month ago, I was on house arrest because I had a knee injury, and now look at me out here playing football. I can only give the glory to God. So let's just jump right in. Why mileage conversation cards? So let me throw you back a little bit. So when I was a lot younger, I felt like people reacted differently to different people and different scenarios, right? I was very intrigued with the concept of body language, with the concept of communication. I could see that if I talk to someone, they react differently than if they are talking to someone else. And I was always intrigued and always used to wonder how and why this was the case. So I picked up a book on body language, you know, and how people use different body gestures to depict different things, and also how to spot liars, how to know when someone is enthusiastic about something, how to pay attention to the tonality in people's voices, and how to catch when they're interested in a particular thing they're talking about, and how to ask further questions about people. I've just been a very people-oriented person because I've been very intrigued about the concept of people and communication. And so I started practicing it. Then I read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I saw how important just complimenting someone is before speaking to them, or how important calling someone's name mid-conversation is, or how important actual communication and listening to people talk instead of talking about yourself. And anybody who's listening to this and who knows me knows how much I listen. I would say 99% of my relationships, I've listened more than I've spoken. And that's not to brag or anything. There's nothing to even brag about that. It's just, this is how I've been, just because of how intrigued I was about people. And, you know, so this is just the backstory. This is not why I started Mileage Conversation Cards, but is kind of linked, because the reason I started Mileage Conversation Cards is because I know that great conversations can change the world. Like, some people do things just because they are not understood. Some people shoot up schools, people get depressed, people are sad, people are walking and moving through their life without any aim and purpose just because they feel misunderstood, or because they feel like they're not listened to. And this is actually a prompt for you listening to take out maybe the next 7 days and just listen to people during their conversations. Like, ask them about their problems, ask them about things that make them happy, things that bring them joy. Because people derive joy from just talking about themselves. And I know this because in my life, I know that a lot of people like to speak to me because they know that I will listen. Not because I'm the best listener, but just because I know that that's what makes people tick. People want to talk about their problems themselves. And so creating these conversation cards, I had that at the back of my mind. And these are questions that were carefully crafted. I'm not going to I'll go into how it came about. So if you've been listening to Mileage, you would know that in November and December, I was on house arrest. Why? Because I had a knee injury. I had done an MRI scan and I saw that I turned a meniscus in my right knee, a lateral meniscus in my right knee. And so I was advised to stay at home and not move. a blessing and a curse. A curse because me not moving is unheard of. I'm mobile. I'm very, very mobile. And also I play football a lot. So that was like a death sentence to me. But then I had created a design for a couple conversation cards a while ago, let's say in June or in May. I had played conversation cards before and I loved the concept of it. I loved the way it made people open up to each other. You know, even just the truth or drink and games like that, like in as much as it's in a party setting, I knew that it had the effect to open people up. So I just always had it in mind, starting this pod as well, that because one of the reasons I started this pod is because I wanted to have proper, real conversations with people. One of the reasons, the first reason is that I know I'm going to be successful, so this is like a documentary. But then the second reason is to bring my people along and have real conversations with them while on the journey. If you go to the podcast description on Spotify, on Apple, you'll see where I actually wrote these two things I've just said. So I just had a feeling that introducing conversation cards as a byproduct of the podcast would be a very fantastic idea. So back to my house arrest. So while I was at home, a bit idle, you know, the idle mind is the devil's workshop. So I was like, how can I make myself productive in this period and not allow the devil use me? So then I remembered that I had this design that I had done before. I was like, you know what? Let me actually try it. So I made mock-ups for the cards. You know, mock-ups are like designs where you place your designs on the actual product, but it's virtual, right? So I made mock-up designs and guess what? I started posting them. Now, for context, I started posting these cards on TikTok on the 1st of December, on the very 1st of December. And if you go to my TikTok page at Mileage Cards and scroll all the way down, you see that the first post is actually on the 1st of December. Now, for context, I had changed the Mileage Podcast TikTok page to Mileage Cards, right? I changed the username. And as at the time I had changed the Mileage Podcast page, it had 30 followers. So basically, as at the time I started posting on the 1st of December, that page had 30 followers. And so I started posting. I had done some research on the best conversation cards on TikTok, seeing how they did their own, you know, started just posting and reiterating, seeing which one works and which one doesn't work. And it started gaining some traction. You know, one day I woke up, I saw 100 followers, like, okay, cool, let's go. The next day it was like 500. The next day it was like 1,000. I was like, what's going on? I don't even know what I did right here. And so it just blew up. And when I say it blew up, as at on the 15th of December, I got about 10,000 followers. I was like, hold up, what's happening here? So quickly, I went to make a website. Thankfully, I know how to make a website. So I went to make a website and did everything as physical cards. I listed them to be sold as physical cards, but then I realized that the shipping was crazy because obviously if I'm going to be making it in Nigeria, shipping it internationally will be crazy. Obviously, nobody wants their shipping cost to be more than the cost of the actual product. So I was like, God, how am I going to do this? And then I kept searching and kept searching. And then I found that one of the cards that I had been researching on, they sold their digital cards, right? Or they sold their cards in digital form. I was like, this is a good idea. So I created PDFs of all the cards and then I listed them and then started selling them. Crazy, because I actually started selling these cards as digital products on the website just via TikTok. And it has made some amount of money. And I'm just like, this is crazy. But then again, at the turn of the year, on January 1st, I think it had about 50,000 followers. As I'm recording this now, it's just over 67,000 followers just on TikTok. And it's so crazy because all I'm doing is posting pictures with these conversation questions. And this is why I know that these conversation cards are going to change the world. If I've not said it in this voice note, I'm saying it now. Mileage conversation cards will change the world. Not because, but one of the proofs I had was people, if you go to the TikTok page and look at people's responses, people are so happy to open up about them. So you see people tagging their friends. Yo, what do you think about this? Answer this question for me. This, that. And I'm just like, wow. people actually want to open up. And so I've decided that, see, these conversation cards, it will change the world. I'm going to, by the grace of God, this is all by God's grace, by the way. If I've accidentally said that any of this was by my hard work, it's a lie, because God gave me all the ideas. And so I've decided that I'm going to push these cards as far as possible. I have plans, and I'm going to be stating those plans as this pod is going. Like, the pod's name, Mileage, is literally the journey. So as it's happening, I'll be saying it. And if you want to assist, please let me know, because I'm happy to share the spoils with as many as possible. This is not a solo journey. This is a conquest, literally. If you're wondering why I changed my profile picture on the podcast to this AI-generated picture where it's like I'm an emperor, that's because I am, because I'm on a conquest to actually conquer the world. And the reason I know that my lead conversation cards will conquer the world is, this is not my idea. This is just me following God. Like, this is just me trusting God and moving, because none of this is my idea. He puts that longing for conversations in me. He put the longing so much so that I had to create something like this. And obviously not alone. I have a couple of my friends who have assisted me along the way. But this is where we are at now. Now, what are the plans for Mileage Conversation Cards? So I've taken it to a bookstore. It's going to be listed in Roving Heights in Abuja. They've already accepted the request. So all I have to do is go drop it there. I just created about 30 physical cards of the You, Me, Us, the Go Deep, and the Unpopular Opinions. And then I created another card deck called Team Bond, which I'm going to be reaching out to companies all over the world for them to bond, like give to their staff to bond with each other, like during retreats and team building events and things like that. And the goal is massive. You know, I saw one of the top conversation cards right now, probably the top, it's called We Are Not Really Strangers. And I saw that they have 5.3 million followers. And I'm like, how can we get to 5.4? And this is the problem with me. I'm so competitive. I want to be the best in anything I do. Literally anything I put my hands to do, as long as I put my hand inside there, I have to be the best. And so I just wanted to use this opportunity to share the journey so far on Mileage Conversation Cards. If you have any ideas or anything you feel you can add, please let me know. I'm open to criticism, constructive criticism. Now, I've played these cards with a couple people. I've asked a couple people for their feedback, and it has been crazy. I'll give you context. Last weekend, I went to my family house, and I played the cards with my cousin, my dad, and my mom. And the question I had, the card that I had was, what's a quality in me? What's a quality that I possess that you would like for yourself? And it was my dad's turn to answer. Now, putting it in context, my dad and I have a very professional relationship, so we don't even really talk about these things. And so he told me that he loves the way I live my life, how I'm just unapologetic about the things I do. And he loves how I am so organized with how I live my life. Guys, my dad would never tell me this thing on a normal day. So it was just so nice that only just with this card, I've been able to bring out this a side of my dad, or a side of our relationship that I didn't even know could be there, you know. So this is why I'm so positive that these cards will change the world. Conversations, great conversations, listening to people, letting people talk will change the world, I promise you. And in the next 100 episodes, we'll come back to this episode and I'll tell you, I told you so, when Mileage is all over the world. Praise the Lord. Anyway, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for boarding this flight. We have finally landed at our destination. Please drop a review, drop a 5-star rating, and subscribe. And I'm going to start saying this now at the end of each Mileage episode. There's a verse in the Bible which for me is the most profound verse in the Bible. And it states, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? That's the scariest Bible passage for me. And so, guys, I'm going to plead with you, or I'm going to encourage you, do not lose your soul. Take care. God bless. Cabin crew, prepare for landing.